I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flip, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my home girl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Hello and welcome to Chocolate City Radio. This is your girl Chalk Mommy and I am live in the building. I have created a nice little hashtag called No Manners. And if anybody knows anything about Chocolate City Radio, we have no manners at all. So, you know, tonight we're going to turn it up. We're going to talk about this weekend, things to come. Just all kinds of crazy shit. We're going to play some music. Everything. We're going to talk about people, like we always do. Hell, we might talk about you. Ain't no telling. I see my lovely co-host is online. And let me get her in because she's early. Hey, Ashton.
Hey, long time, long time.
Man, you know what? Wednesdays and Sundays, I'm going to step it up because I know people are missing their chocolate. Now, I can understand that. I will miss my chocolate, too. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to give the people what they want. That's how I do. So what has been up with you? I missed you this weekend.
Oh, God, that's what's happening. That's what I called to hear about, what happened this weekend.
Well, see, what happened was I went to Atlanta for VET Weekend. No, I did not make it for the awards. Tickets were sold out, and them bitches was like $400. And you know, a bitch like me is on a budget. I will watch the motherfuckers on October the 15th with everybody.
With everybody else, right? Shit.
Yes. What the fuck? What the fuck? I look like paying $400 to go see motherfuckers that ain't supporting me. Fuck out of here.
Hello.
I'd rather go pay a couple of dollars to, you know, go support somebody that I know is going to support me in return. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's crazy because it's like, think about it. You sit here, right, and you support all these fucking artists, but when you see them and you want to approach them and talk to them, they don't have time for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but them motherfuckers want you to stop what you're doing on New Music Tuesdays and go buy their motherfucking albums. My question is, why in the fuck should I buy your shit when I see you? You got your security so up your ass that I can't even get to you. Then on top of that, you got a stink ass attitude. Y'all have no manners.
Like I did.
Have no manners. Yes. No. Fuck you, pay me. That's what you can do for me. You know, unless you coming on my show and you showing me some love, I'm not about to spend no money on you. Fuck out of here. Not about to buy no tickets to see your concert. Not about to go out and buy your motherfucking album. I will get it from Johnny on the corner with a clear bootleg copy, or I'll go on some motherfucking site and download it. And actually, a lot of the mainstream music that's playing, I'm not even feeling like that anyway.
Right.
I'd rather listen to the artists that come on our show. I'd rather listen to the artists that fuck with us. You know, I'd rather listen to the little people trying to make it big because they remember where the fuck they came from.
Right.
So, you know,
And they getting their money from shows and whatnot. Anyway, they're not really getting their money from album sales nowadays.
Well, they're not getting their money from me, period. So, that's matter. Anyway, it fucking matter. If they gave me a free ticket, then maybe. It depends on if I had something to wear that day.
Okay.
And how the fuck I felt. And if I wasn't feeling no certain kind of way, then guess what? Then I'm not coming in.
It wouldn't have been nothing. Right.
Yes. So, no. Mm-mm. I can't see it. I can't see it. Shouts out to Corey Woods and the U-Rock sunglasses.
Yeah.
We had, like, a really good time with his glasses. I did a photo shoot and, you know, I never took nude pictures with sunglasses before. And it was kind of cute. I ain't gonna front. It was like, it was really nice. We had a good time. I was like, okay, the photo shoot was awesome. You know, let's see. How did my day start out? I went to work Thursday night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I got up, right? Then I got up around 4 something because I was a little antsy, and then I went back to sleep and got up at 5 o'clock. So then what was tripping me out was I'm like, damn, I knew I was going to hit all kinds of traffic that morning because, you know, leaving at 7 o'clock is about 8 o'clock traffic, 9 o'clock traffic. And I actually was good because I missed all the traffic. I got to Atlanta like around 12:30, checked into my room, and I did real good because no one knew where my room was.
Okay.
Except for the people that needed to know. You know, this boss lady, because, of course, she was staying with me. But, you know, when I checked into the hotel, that was funny because when they found that I had a sex talk show, everybody wanted cards, and then when I'm bringing shit in from the car, it's like the ladies thought that I was selling shoes. No, I have a shoe. I have a shoe dazzle fetish. So these are my shoes that I'm going to wear for the weekend. I don't know what it is that I'm going to wear, but these are what I'm wearing. So, you know, then I was hungry because I was like, damn, I haven't eaten all day. So I went to Wet Willie's. And it was really nice because I had got something to drink. You know, when you drink and you haven't had anything to eat, you tend to get a buzz quicker. And
right.
I had some fucking shrimp and grits.
Mm.
And I'm like, okay, look, I don't need no bacon. I don't need no pork nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm allergic to pork. So, you know, they took care of that. And it was interesting. It had a very nice taste. The shrimp was blackened. Then, you know, of course it was a gay guy that worked there. He was mad cool. But then it was a bunch of black dudes that came in together. And you know me. I'm looking at them like, okay, are y'all, like, straight? Or what the fuck is it? And
right.
I had to tweet because it's like, when you are in Atlanta and you see a bunch of dudes together, you don't know what is what. And so I'm sitting there laughing like, damn. I felt some type of way. So then, you know, I go back to my room because I know that night I had things to do. So I took a nap because I was tired. I took a nap. And I was a little excited because it was a lot of people that I was going to see that weekend.
Right.
And I was really excited about seeing Mill Ticket again. I was really excited about seeing him because I hadn't seen him since Charlotte. But, you know, we, like, talk every day and everything. So it was his album release party that night. And it was interesting. It was very, very, very interesting. I took my nap, tried to get up and do my homework. And then Miss Boss Lady came through, and we were silly. You know, we had pulled up with toys. And this is why I fucked up at. Because my sex toy sponsor, and, you know, I had to hit you up because I had to get Jay's number so I could try to get her information. And he was like, I'm going to find it for you. And I never heard from him. I guess if I would have been like, yo, you can sniff my pussy, he would have got the information for me.
Yeah. Wow.
So, I mean, I had some little issues going on to where I couldn't do the shoot that I wanted to do. So, you know, it was all good. So, you know, we're, like, hanging out, chilling, and everything. Did I go for something to eat? Let me see. Damn. Wait a minute. No, you know what? I was full. I was full from the shrimp and grits and shit. So, what did we do? Damn. I can't even fucking remember verbatim what happened. But we ended up going to the Star Theater. We was riding around. I wanted to go to Chili's because I wanted a margarita, and I wasn't using my GPS, and we was looking for Tony Neal from the Core DJs because she said he was down there. I'm like, all right, cool, because, you know, I never met him before. So then we rode around for a long-ass time, and we ended up at McDonald's at the drive-thru. I know, how you go from wanting a margarita to getting a fucking fish sandwich from McDonald's. So I'm just like,
right.
Fuck. Now, mind you, the night before, we were on Twitter playing with Mr. G.A.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to learn not to play with Mr. G.A. because I'm not going to give him no pussy. I'm just point blank. I'm not going to give him any. I just can't do it. You know what I'm saying? I love him to death. We're good friends. And, you know, it comes a time in a friendship that, you know, sex is just not even an option. Like, you can really love somebody and love them as a person and love them as a friend and then just know that the sexual connection that you used to share is in the past and you're better as friends.
Right.
But, you know, me being Chalk, I'm going to always flirt. I'm going to always flirt. I'm always play. I'm going to be like a little kid, you know how he stick his foot in the water, and be like, I can't swim, but I'm sticking my foot in the water. And then be like, ooh, this feels good. Okay. Now, let me stick my other leg in the water. Let me sit by the side of the pool and put my legs in. And then be like, okay. Now, let me stick half my body in. Okay, and then you start walking in the 3 feet because you're 5'5", so you're good. Then you get to the 5 feet, and then, you know, it started coming up by your neck, and you're like, okay, I'm playing with fire. Let me walk back out. That's how I do. So I need to stop doing that. So for all you men that I may have led on and you thought you was going to get some, I'm sorry, you're not, okay? You're not. And if I fucked you in the past, it's called the past for a reason. And we're going to let it stay that way. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to future and present dick. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to that, you know. Then we got dressed and we went out and we went to the Star Theater. And it was quite interesting because the lady at the door, she was like, she wanted to do a sex talk show
on the Fleet, oh no, excuse me, the Nerve DJ's radio, but they wouldn't let her. You know, I guess they're trying to keep the image clean or whatever. And then her husband, her man or her boo or whoever was there, and she was like real excited about, you know, someone having a sex talk show. And I was like, well, you know, you're more than welcome to call in and talk that shit. So a lot of the artists and DJs was like, oh, yeah, I follow you. I done heard your show, blah, blah, blah. Hearing my show and being on my show is totally two different things. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because when you're hearing it, it's different than when you're on it and I'm getting up in your I'm getting up in your shit. It's different. It's way different. You know what I'm saying? So people talk that and they ain't really about that life. They're not really about that life because me and you have different approaches with stuff. You know what I'm saying? The way that you approach things is totally different. It's like you're the calm one to a certain point. Then you become the firecracker and then the next thing you know, it's a wrap. And I'm saying, so we in there, we chilling. I'm waiting for Mill so we can get in. And then the lady just went ahead and went here. She put the little things on us and everything. So we in there chilling. You know, the first thing I do is I go to the bar. And because it's not a normal bar, it's like a homemade bartender. Girl, you know, when you be at the cookout, you have those big plastic red cups.
Don't tell me that's what they had.
Girl, I'm glad they had that because I had pizza rock with cranberry, orange, and pineapple juice with an extra shot of Ciroc. And mind you, it's not a bar, so it's not like they got to watch their fours. Girl, that one cup did me so good.
I can imagine.
I was like, ooh. And then what's crazy is I had on red dress, no panties. It was No Panties Friday, yes. And some heels. So, you know, I had to be mindful that I ain't have no panties on, right? So then we get there. Mill comes in. Haven't seen him since July. He was looking all good. He had on these nice Adidas and stuff, and his crew came in. It looked like he had a Puerto Rican friend with him. He looked like he was Spanish. He was big. I forgot who he reminded me of, like, not Heavy D, but it's a Spanish dude. You know what? He looked like he could have been from Bill Squad. That's what he reminded me of. So I looked at him like, oh, okay, he's kind of cute, but you know, I kept him moving, and talking to the artist and everything like that. And then, you know, we're inside, and Miller's on the stage talking to everybody and everything. Miss Boss Lady is running around passing out flyers. I couldn't pass on no flyers. I was in 5 and 2s, and I was feeling the alcohol taking its effect on me.
I can imagine.
I mean, I'm sorry. Yes, what I look like trying to get my drink on, trying to enjoy my buzz, pass out flyers, and if somebody asks me something, I'm not focused.
Right.
So, you know, hey, we go outside. No, wait a minute. Let's see. No, Tony Neal comes in and he surprises everybody. And then I meet him and I'm just like, oh, my God, after all these years, it's like speaking to somebody for 2 years and then you finally meet them. You don't know what to expect because I have him in such a high regard or whatever. So, you know, we hug and we're laughing because it's just like, wow, we're finally meeting. Girl, he kissed me. I'm like, where did that come from? I'm like, oh, my God. OMG. Did he just kiss me? He's laughing. And he's just, like, so cuddly with me. And I'm like, oh, my God. Oh,
I guess
wow,
he figured being that he known you for a long time, it was just overwhelming for him to. He was so excited to meet you too that he just had to plant one on you. He ain't know how to act.
Man, he had no manners.
No manners.
So he was like really in line with No Manners Weekend. Really he was. And I was just like, wow. And then you already know the fucked up part, right?
Yeah.
50 Tyson. They all started talking about 50 Tyson and was rolling. They thought that shit was so funny. Tony, meal ticket and boss lady. Because, you know, Tony tweeted and he was like, say, 50 Texas says you do porn. I'm like, okay, you got jokes. You got jokes. So, you know, we go outside and then it's like the legendary Grandmaster Jay pulls up and I'm like, wow. You know what I'm saying? Because him and Mill Ticket was performing because they have a group MGD. And it's like, I've looked him up on Twitter and I've done so much online, but I've never actually seen him DJ. So for me, that was like the best of both worlds because I never saw Mill Ticket perform before, never saw Jay, Grandmaster Jay DJ and stuff. So I instantly pull out my camera when it's time for them to start performing. And I'm saying, and I'm capturing everything. Now, this is the fucked up part. I am so tipsy. I see the whole performance because I'm there, and I record it, right?
Uh-huh.
When I go back and look at it, I'm like, what the hell is that? When did that happen? Y'all did that? Where was I at? And I'm like, bitch, you was right there recording. I was really fucked up. I was fucked up. I'm not going to front. I was fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I was cool. That was cool because I only get tipsy every now and then. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then it was a very nice performance. It was a very nice performance. Then somebody hits me up on Twitter. And I'm laughing because they're like, what's up? You in my city, Miss Felony? Now, mind you, the whole weekend, I stayed away from my felony title.
Right.
I stayed away from that. I stayed away from that name, everything. He's like, oh, we need to do a studio session. I'm like, you're a rapper? Because I wouldn't mind going into the studio that weekend to interact with other artists and everything like that. He was like, he was a producer. But he had other things on his mind. So my thing is, once you let me talk about raw and all this other stuff, not hitting it raw, but just like raw foot and not boo boo. We can't
right.
do that. That's not what I'm here for. I'm like, no. So Mr. GA was like, hit us up. I'm at, was it Foley's or something like that? It was a strip club. He didn't answer his phone. I called MC Shan. MC Shan was like, come to his club. But we ended up going to DOA, the strip club, after the performance. And I ended up leaving, like, after people paid for us to get in. Girl, I had to pee so bad, and I was irritated. I drove all over the town, and I had to find a gas station and take a leak.
What?
I was like, yes! I was
going to ask you how was DOA.
I ain't go.
I know.
I ain't go. I mean, for one, I've never been to a strip club where it's like you can't have gum. Any kind of pills you got to leave them in your purse. Thank God I took my medicine out and left it at the hotel. Then you can't have cameras. And they was, like, taking my memory cord out. They couldn't get the battery out. I wasn't about to leave my camera out there. Then I'm like, yo, I got to use the bathroom. Can I just come in and use the bathroom? They wouldn't even let a sister piss.
What?
Yeah, so I'm like, you know what? It's all good. It's all good. So we left. Went to a hotel, and I crashed. I
right.
woke up at 7 o'clock in the morning tweeting and talking shit. Miss Boss Lady was like, oh, you were so tired. You were snoring, and you were purring. Well, I purr in my sleep. That I don't know where that came from, but I purr like a little kid. Like, or smile, whatever the hell you want to call it. And then she was like, I started to record you. Don't do that. Don't do
right?
that.
Right? That's violation.
Straight up violation. So I was just like, okay, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. What the fuck am I going to do? So I talked to Diesel's brother, DJ Thriller. So we on the phone having a conversation. Then I talked to Aunt from New York. And then I go back to sleep. Because I'm like, it's too early for me to get up. I'm tired. We got a long day ahead of us. I'm rolling over in the bed. Ain't nobody in there. And that was my choice. That was my choice. I mean, people could have been there, but I'm just like, okay. So going back and forth to the hotel was funny because, you know, me in the lobby, like, hey, boo, how you doing? It was like older men and everybody in there. And it was this cute guy working the hotel desk. I'm like, ooh, damn, hey, how you doing? He's like, I'm like, what's wrong? You get off. He's like, I'm about to get up and move. I'm like, damn, I missed you. Yeah. I was like, yeah. And so everybody on already knew me in the hotel by then, so it's nothing. So then it was some ratchet-looking people there. I ain't even going to front. Some bitches was wearing some crazy shit at the hotel. But, you know, hey, it's a hotel. It was a nice little hotel. You know, had the little suite going on. Had the, what is it? They had the refrigerator. Somebody left a little daiquiri. I stuck it in the freezer. I meant to drink it, but I forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
So then, you know, it was a cool day. We got up Saturday morning. We went and saw Meal Ticket at the hotel, and we chilled out with him. And we were supposed to go somewhere with him, but we was like all over the place, GPSing on your phone, because you know Google Maps got the little navigation and everything, and it talks to you. That shit worked, but then that shit crappy as fuck. I had so many turnaround points in Atlanta. I was like, you know what? Fuck this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And me and Miss Boss Lady just hung out, and we went to one of his events. I didn't see his vehicle, and he's like, you should have just came in. And well, nobody was there because everybody had so much stuff going on, the red carpet and everything like that. So I'm just like, okay. You know what I'm saying? I was tired. I had been walking in wedges all day. I had to go back to the room and get my sneakers because somebody's like, your feet going to be hurting. And I was like, well, normally when I wear wedges, I go to the club. And I was like, fuck. All right, cool. Went back to the hotel, got my sneakers. And then we ended up going to Piccadilly. Man,
oh.
It was nice. We met one of the workers there, and she was mad cool. And the manager there was a pervert. Miss Boss Lady walked to the bathroom. He followed her, and he was asking her, did she have a boyfriend or a husband? She said both. He clearly displayed he had no manners because he said, how can we be friends? When a bitch tell you she got a boyfriend and a husband, that lets you know that she ain't really trying to be bothered. He wasn't trying to hear that. He was just like, how can we be friends?
He took that as she has a lot of love to give. She got a boyfriend and a husband.
Yeah, so he probably is like, pussy already been hit twice by two different people. A third person ain't going to hurt. I got a job. I got a car. I'm a manager. And I was like, girl, go on top of that dude so we get us some Piccadilly gift certificates. And she's just looking at me like, really? Yeah, you know? So, you know, we ate our dinner. We had fun. And then, you know, it's time to go out. And my daughter picked out this cute skirt for me. And I was kind of apprehensive about wearing it. But she was like, no, you know, wear it. And I'm like, okay. Wore it. Had a black and gold shirt to go with it. And then I had some black shoes with gold studs on them. So I was rocking it. Like, had the dream. She's rocking that shit. Like, so, yeah, I was rocking that shit. So we meet up with Meal Ticket, but of course, when they see me, I have on Air Max because you can't drive in five heel pumps with the little skinny heel. You know what I'm saying? Mm. That could be a weapon. You can't do that. So, what we did was put my sneakers on, went up there, hung out. Then we ended up going to we went to Drummer Boy's studio. And it was very interesting because I had never met Drummer before, and he had a very nice layout in the studio. A lot of people was there, a lot of things going on and everything. And because we should have been going to the compound or something, you know, I don't be doing all them club shits and stuff. So we was at the studio. We was taking pictures, networking, interacting with different people. I met this dude, and what's fucked up is, damn, I have been drinking too. Yeah, I drink at Meal Ticket's room. Why don't I remember his name? He put his number in my phone.
Okay.
He's an independent filmmaker.
Okay.
And I think he's out of Memphis. And for the life of me, I cannot remember his name.
Well, you had a busy day.
Man, don't be relaxed and drink alcohol. Don't do that. It's not going to work. It's really not going to work. Because then it's like people are going to be like, okay, what's going on here? So I was like, all right, you know what, fuck it. I'm just not thinking about that because I told him that I was going to call him. But he had on all white, and he was just like, you know, because I was like asking people, like, you know, because everybody was there for the weekend, so like, when are you leaving? He's like, I'm leaving tomorrow. He's like, shit, what you doing tonight? And I'm being nice because I'm not trying to say not you.
Right.
I'm like, oh, we're going out. You know what I'm saying? Because I was trying not to be so, I'm trying not to be so rude and upfront and, you know, being honest is good, but it can also be kind of bad with how you do it. So
right.
I was like, all right, cool, whatever. And then we ended up going to a private party by T. Rone, one of, I think he's somebody with Young Money or something like that. And it was a very nice party. They had, the food was awesome. They had chicken and waffles. And I know that's a down south thing, and I just feel like chicken and waffles do not belong together. There is no way I'm about to eat a fucking piece of chicken with a fucking waffle with some Aunt Jemima syrup. That just ain't gonna happen. I can't. I'm like, no. The fruit was beautiful. The watermelon was, it was a very nice color, like a deep red, which means it had to be super sweet. Kiwi fruit. It was catered nicely, very. They have bars. People brought their own bottles. A lot of different people came through. Fucking Flesh. Wait a minute, hold on. Let's see. Damn. Okay, Crazy Bone was there. And then the little chubby one with the gap.
I wonder what happened to them.
Well, I don't give a fuck what happened to that one. He was, like, rude and obnoxious because Miss Bosley was telling Crazy that I had a sex talk show. So he was supposed to come on last year, but he didn't. So we had spoke through DM or whatever. And he was like, I'm good. You know, I'm hung low. I don't give a fuck what you hung. I mean, you got to get past the face to want to look at the dick.
Right.
And I was just like, oh, God. Like, he was like an ass. Like, how you gonna be an ass? Like, you're not even relevant anymore.
And there's these comics that are on a show, and I want you to YouTube it because maybe it'll make you laugh. But they had did a Bone parody, and the Bone parody was like how they're homeless and broke. I'm going to send you that link tonight so you can laugh because there's no way that, you know, they want to act like that when people see them like this. Let me see if I can look at it.
Wow. And my thing is, it's like when Lazy Bone came on the show, he was drunk. He had to be rolling because that motherfucker kept just talking about put it in your mouth, and then just think about it. Like, I look at I look at Facebook, right? And I see all these videos of motherfuckers taking mollies, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, shout out to Trinidad James for not keeping it real. He wasn't being honest. Popping a molly will have your ass doing more than sweating. You know what I'm saying? I see motherfuckers in the street doing little flips and shit. I seen people running around butt ass naked trying to pull their dicks off. So that looks like a molly has you more doing more than sweating. More than sweating. And I'm just like, So all these rappers talking about popping mollies. So when you pop a molly as an artist, you know, artist that's doing that, how do you feel? Because the shit that I'm seeing, it's all bad. It's all bad. So why can't you just drink, you know what I'm saying, smoke some weed, and, like, take some fucking, take some Viagra, take some Cialis. Why are you going to take a molly? Like, that doesn't make sense to me. Like, and then I was just thinking about that because I'm like, what the fuck? It's just like, So then, it's like I met Frank White. He's a DJ and a radio personality, right? And my daughter's like, Mom, who is that Spanish dude you with? I'm like, girl, he's white. She's like, damn. I said, that's what I said that night, too. Like, damn. like, ooh wee. You know what I'm saying? Not ooh wee, he could have got it, but just like, ooh wee, he cute or whatever. And, you know, it was like another dude in there that looked like 50 Tyson, but he had like a full beard. And I'm like, oh my God, he looked like 50 Tyson. And I was just like, if I see 50 Tyson this weekend, I'm going to die. I'm just going to die. And I didn't drink that the rest of that night because I was tired. I got back to the hotel like at 5 o'clock in the morning, like 5:30, got in the bed. And my son called me at 8 o'clock because he seen I had called him that night. He was just on his way home. And I'm just like, oh, my God, I got to get up and do this photo shoot. I got to drive home. And then I'm thinking about, I'm in Atlanta. There's so many dicks in Atlanta that wasn't from Atlanta. You know what I mean? And right. I'm like, really? Doc? You really going to go out like that? And I was just like, you know what? I'm not here for personal motives. I was here for business. So me getting my back blown out wasn't on the top of the to-do list for this trip.
Right.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm all for, you know, what is that? A pound here and there, stroke here and there. Penetration is always good. You know, things like that. But I was like, I'm focused on certain things that I needed to do and, you know, network a little bit, but not be out a whole lot. And, you know, my photo shoot. And I was trying to focus on doing homework, but I didn't. So I was just like, But then when I was driving to Atlanta on Friday, it was like the radio show that I listened to, they had a good topic because Oprah was on TV, right? Mm-hmm. And somebody interviewed her, and she's like, she's content if she don't ever get married in her life. And I was like, You know what I mean? She was like, she's accepted the fact that she's not going to get married. And I was like, okay, I can deal with that. And then they started talking about women. Could you go through life being single? Or, you know, do you need a husband?
I mean, everybody has their views. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody. And then I thought about it. I'm like, really? I could be single for the rest of my life because I tried married once. And I tried marriage once, and it didn't work for me.
Right.
It does not mean that it was a... It doesn't mean that you know, it's like a bad thing, but it's like people change and you never really know who the fuck you're dealing with. You know, you can be with somebody for years, right? And then after you have been with them, it's just like they still change.
Yeah.
Or I think about people that's been in relationships for like 5, 6, 7 years, right? Then it's like once you get married, that shit don't last.
Right. You know, people like, for instance, Oprah, she had a traumatic life. It wasn't like, you know, men were nice to her growing up. So, you know, she might, you know, have something deep-rooted.
And I mean, you know, she got stabbed, and that works for them. They ain't going to have no kids. And,
right.
You know, they have their situation. And then one lady was just like, no, I don't want to get married because when I get married, it's like it's too much fucking drama. She was like, because you got to deal with the man and his shit. And if he got baby mamas and just all the things that go with the relationship. And I thought about that, and I was like, you know what? I could just smash a dude and be happy because then it's like you don't have a commitment. You're free to do what you want to do, and it's like you can just date forever. Because then it's like everybody knows their role and they play their position. And I was like, Because, you know, some women feel like before they leave this earth, they need to have a husband. well, why do you need to have a husband? What does that symbolize? Especially if the motherfucker ain't shit.
Right.
And I'm just like, You know, because then it's like, when you get divorced, it gets ugly. Then, it's like, money, you want this, you want that. Then people start getting petty and start fighting over, like, trivial shit or whatever. And I was like, you know what? I think for me, maybe I should be single. You know what I'm saying? And if I luck up to be in a relationship, which is, like, by the grace of God, okay. But then I really thought about that because I have some female friends that are just like, they always feel like they need to be in a relationship. Why do you always feel like you need to be in a relationship? Why do you always feel like you need a man to validate you or substantiate anything that you fucking do?
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't think that I'm bashing y'all or anything like that. I'm not. I'm just speaking to a woman that, okay, yes, we're supposed to mate with a man and bond with a man and everything like that, but it's like, some women get so caught up that they feel like they need a man. No, you need to get yourself together, do what you want to do, be independent before you be thinking about trying to fuck with a dude. Because then if you're not independent and you don't got your head together and you a weak-ass female and you fuck around there and you get with the wrong-ass dude, he going to tear your ass down and leave you by the sideways. He going to leave you by the side of the road.
Right.
He gonna leave you worse off than your ass was when you first met him.
Or he's not gonna value you and degrade you the whole time.
I mean, exactly. And one of my friends was listening to the show. He was like, I would like to be married again, but I gotta know I'm gonna stay married. And that's the hard thing. Marriages don't last like they used to. People
right.
don't value the vows like they used to. It's like, oh, we're going to get married because of this. We're going to get married because of that. Or people might be like, oh, I got to marry him. He got some good dick. Or I got to marry her because she got some good pussy. Okay, then what? After you get out of the bed, then what? You can't stand the motherfucker? Like, I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah. People are going
like,
about it for all the wrong reasons.
Exactly. Where's the compatibility? You know what I'm saying? My grandparents were married for over 70 years when my grandfather passed. I know some people whose parents have been married for 50 years, and I know some people that have been married for a long-ass time. And for me, it's like, shit, I can't meet a motherfucker I might like for 2 weeks. Let alone 2 months, 2 years, 20 years, 40 years. Shit. It's like, I've seen a lot, I've done a lot, I've been through a lot. So in order for a man to capture this, capture all of this, me, you got to wow me. You got to show me something that I ain't never seen before. You're going to have to show me a lifestyle I ain't never seen before. And then it's like, if you read my blogs, I'm giving you breadcrumbs. I'm giving you breadcrumbs. I need a man that's going to be a support system to me. I don't need a pussy pop. I don't need a motherfucker that's going to be sensitive because I deal with a lot of men. I don't need a person that's going to be like, well, damn, you just went out of town. Why are you going back out of town? Because I need to promote my brand. Why your phone always going off? It's a BlackBerry. I got everything linked to it. Don't worry about when it's going off. Worry about when it's ringing and I pick up my phone and I walk out the door and I'm speaking to somebody for 20 minutes outside.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a lot of people are not building friendships. They're not laying foundations to go through the proper steps. And then another thing, when people are getting married, they're not understanding what the bond of marriage is. You know what I'm saying? That's a covenant between you. It's between God, you, and your husband. You know what I'm saying? That's sacred. But then it's like when you got the same-sex marriages and everything like that, it's like people are making a mockery out of marriage. Nobody is holding those vows sacred anymore. You know what I'm saying? So it's like everybody wants to be like they want to be in a relationship. How about being a fucking friendship?
Mhm. And not a situationship.
Exactly. Not a fuck buddy, cuddy buddy. You know what I'm saying? Because then it's like y'all started out fucking, so there's really nowhere else to go after that.
And that's why I be canceling men out really fast, because, again, they don't value, you know, respect. They don't value honesty, you know, virtues. Like, that shit is just out the window nowadays. If you would just be honest about your shit and, you know, find somebody that could rock with it, you would have a much easier lifestyle instead of dragging somebody along to deal with your nastiness, and then when that shit is out in the open, they don't have no respect for you.
Yeah, it's not, you know, like, what the fuck? And, hey, Miss Boss Lady, how you doing?
Oh, hey.
Lord, that's what I had to go through this weekend, Ashton. Like, oh, hey, like, come on, catch up. It's like, okay, like, Miss Boss Lady, this is a prime example. Mm-hmm. She is single because she is adamant on what the fuck, the type of characteristics she wants in a man. And she understands that you have to have a friendship first. You got to lay that foundation. I call it lay, I say put a brick on it. No, niggas, I'm not talking about cocaine. I'm talking about a fundamental brick in a friendship that's going to give you different levels in a situation that goes to some, it's like friendship situation or situation friendship, relationship, then whatever the else you want to put in that umbrella. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I sit there and we talk a lot. And it's like, a lot of people want to tap that, you know, and I can't blame them. You know, after seeing all that, you know, I understand. But it's like, it's more to it. And then it's like Ashton being affiliated with the radio show and sex talk and all the things that we do, it's like men come at you like you're an object. And then
right.
It's like men get mad when we talk to them the way that we talk to them. And we do the shit that we do because it's like their approach, when they approach us, it's like they have no value in what it is that, in us as women. It's like they're looking at us as objects because of what we do. And it's like, for me, it's like I would rather a person come up and be like, hi, what's your name? My name is such and such. Well, how you doing? I'm doing fine. And we strike up a nice little conversation. You know what I'm saying? Then we might exchange numbers. We might have a couple of conversations throughout the day. You know, at nighttime, we might have a little pillow talk conversation and everything like that. But to me, it's like we build and we're not talking about sex. We're talking about common goals and common interests. A lot of people don't have that because they don't know what the fuck they want out of life and they don't know where the fuck they're going.
Right.
And I'd be like,
I just get agitated when guys would come to me saying, I want to get to know you. Like, you don't have to tell me that's what you want to do, because it's obvious when you're approaching me that's what you want to do. Just do, be you. God, I hate when guys lie. I hate when guys, they don't know how to act themselves. Like, they try to be so much more. And women just want a man who's just real and who's going to be honest and be honest about themselves. If they lie about who they are, then they don't love themselves. So how can I love them when they don't even love who they are?
Mm-hmm. I'm like Snoop. We don't love them hoes.
Then you got all these groupies. Like, the famous line I'm always hearing for the last couple of months is, we need to be a power couple.
Oh, please.
And I'd be like, oh, my God. Like, for real? Hey, man, I mean, you got all these connects, and then, okay, what are you bringing to the table?
You're telling me what I got. What the fuck you got besides?
Right. How can we be a power couple when I'm the power of the couple? Of being in the couple, I'm the power in the couple. Like, we can't be no power couple. I just rather be single because guys be, when that, especially them rich ones, because you know that I have those NBA and NFL players. I don't do jocks. Like, I do not date jocks. And the first thing they say is, well, baby, I got millions. I can take care of you. Okay, see, there, that's where you're going wrong. Mm-hmm. I don't need nobody's going to take care of me. Because, see, I already know how guys like you are. You're going to be in, you're not going to take care of me. You're going to be trying to be in control of me. I just don't rock like that.
That's how it goes, though. A lot of men feel like, and it's because it's those weak-ass women out there, right, the gold-digging women that feel like, I'm going to lay on my back and make a way. So when you have independent women like us that know what the fuck we want out of life, we're achieving shit, we're go-getters, we're not looking for a man to give us money on his payday. It's like we make our own money. It's like, what the fuck? It's like when you go out as a group, it's like for me, when I go out and I'm looking at all these women flocking to these dudes or dudes that's fronting, that's going to spend their whole paycheck to look like they balling, and you got all these bitches flocking at like, oh my God, really? And then this is a question. Here's a good one. Let's say, for instance, okay, this weekend, we were out. We've seen a lot of different people, right? Mm-hmm. So you come across an athlete. You come across an artist, right? They're going to be more than happy to give you some dick because that's what they do.
Right.
Now, what kind of dick they give you, I don't know. But they're going to give you some dick because that's what you want. Now, you might feel like, okay, they might leave a little bit of change on the coffee table for you, right? So you looking at the bling bling on the wrist. You looking at the whip that may be theirs or may be rented. We don't know yet. The verdict is still out. And you like, you know what? Ooh, I'm about to rock his world. I'm about to, ooh, this nigga going to want to take care of me. Bitch, bye.
Right.
What you did was you put on your best performance. You sucked his dick like the world was about to end tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? You putting your A game on for a C game nigga. Because everything that you fucking him for is walking out the door once he busts that nut and take his condom off. And you're laying there looking stupid. What you going to go back? Oh, girl, I fucked such and such. And then what happened after that? Can you call him to take you out? Is he even going to talk to you?
He's not
going to
answer.
Exactly. So you got a story to tell your girls that, oh, girl, I fucked Meryl Ticket. Oh, girl, I fucked Diddy. Oh, girl, I fucked LeBron. No, you fucked yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You fucked yourself. And then he was like, man, let me tell you, I met this thirsty-ass bitch at the club last night. Man, I can tell she was thirsty. She sucked my dick like it was about to go out of style. And he's like, But did you suck it enough for him to come back? Did you make an impression good enough for him to come back? I used to have a roommate, and I used to always tell her, like, stop having these groupie moments, right? We're living in Atlanta. You're seeing a lot of people. You're working at Lenox Mall, so you're going to see a lot of people and everything. Stop having groupie moments. Stop giving niggas what they want on the first night because they're not coming back. So either you got some whack-ass pussy or something ain't right. When you got four or five different niggas you hitting off and they ain't never calling you back and you done fuck them at different times, not back to back, but at different times, they don't roll together, but they still treating you the same as the next nigga that they don't even know, there's a problem.
Right.
And it pisses me off as a woman that it's like you got strong women and then you got these weak-ass bitches that feel like they gotta go out and find them a baller. They gotta go out and spend their whole paycheck to look like something for one night. So So what happens when that motherfucker, okay, you looking real good on Saturday. What happens when that motherfucker pop up on Wednesday and you look like shit? And you don't got your shit together. I be like, man.
I'd rather be by myself. I've been single for 5 years. My daughter just told me tonight, tell my mom, I'm tired of you being single. You need to get you somebody. I'm like, she. Tell me, so you don't be doing nothing on the low or we don't know or something? Because this just don't make no sense. I'm like, first of all, everybody just tired of me being single, I guess. But, I mean, you know, I'll find the right person eventually.
I mean, okay, I can deal with that question versus your daughter coming up to you and be like, Ma, you don't never have anybody coming over. You ain't sexually frustrated. What?
That's what she said. I was trying to be nice.
Ow.
I said, well, where you get that from? She talked about she got that from school. Talk about we have health class. They talk about you. They say you have to release it.
Oh.
I'm like, what? What kind of thing are you talking about a class?
Ooh.
Right.
Ooh. And you know it's 14. Bad because, yeah, but you know it's bad because us as women, especially when we have kids, especially daughters, we don't want to give them any type of bad example of it's okay to have men coming and going and being laid up and everything. But then when your kids notice ain't nobody coming over, your ass is always home at night, and it's like you look the same way every day. Ain't shit changed about you, and
right.
Your daughter is 14, and she's telling you, like, and she's learning about shit in school, and she's probably in class, like, damn about my mama. Ooh, I gotta go back and talk to my mama. Mom, look, we're having this thing in class, and basically, you got to release. It's not good, and I agree. It's not good to keep nut up in you because a dude will get blue balls. His nuts will hurt. But for a female, man, look, we need to let that shit go. Use a finger.
This other guy was like, well, my cousin, he was like, that's why you so mean. I said, you know what? Y'all just leave me alone. I'd just rather just not even deal with nobody than have to deal with a whole lot of drama and a whole lot of craziness because niggas out here are crazy. They always want to be, like, all up in your face. They always say they can handle this. Oh, I can deal with you being around a lot of guys. Oh, I understand what kind of work you do. I understand this and that. And then next thing you know, look, I don't want you around this nigga. I don't want you around that nigga. Why you always got to be up in that face? Why you always got to go out? Why you always going to do this? Well, I'm like, okay, you know what? See, that's why I'm single.
Okay, now Ashton, you're in a relationship or you're in a situation?
Situation.
Okay, now, how does your situation fit in with your life, with being on the radio show, doing the things that you do online, wanting to have your business, and having a couple of businesses, and dealing with a lot of men, co-workers, business partners or whatever? Is your situation secure in his ability as a man in knowing that you're happy where you're at, or do he be acting up?
No, he doesn't, because he, one, respects the hustle, two, has a hustle of his own. He's busy. He is in music also, so he knows what it is, and we have a common understanding.
Okay, now, let me ask both of y'all this. And, Demo, after I ask them these questions, I'm going to bring you in. Now, with us being in the industry, would you say it's better for us to date men that are in the industry or other successful businessmen or just some average person, average Joe? Which would be a better fit for us?
I think somebody who just understands the whole situation and have the understanding that this is what you do, this is how it goes. There's going to be nights that you don't come home. There's going to be days that you're not able to talk to each other. And there are always going to be times where you're going to be around people that they may not feel comfortable. Like, if they're comfortable with themselves, they wouldn't care who you're around, what you do, or whatever, because y'all already have that understanding. Long as the two people have that understanding with each other, then it really doesn't matter.
I agree, because there could be people that's in the same industry as you and don't want to deal with you because you're in an industry. Like, they completely understand what you're doing. They just don't agree with it for their mate. But they'll do it.
So I think for me that I've tried different little avenues or whatever, and it's like a lot of people, they come in saying, oh, I understand, and then it's like you have your season. You have a slow season, then you have a busy season, and then you have a season that's just completely off the chain. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like they start feeling some type of way. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like when you're dealing with certain people and certain names and stuff, then from my experience, then it comes a problem, because it's like, oh, well, why are you always talking about this person? Why are you always talking about that person? Bitch, because I'm working with that person. I'm going to promote them. So they going to come out my mouth, whether I'm at home, in the streets, on the internet, because that's my job. I'm paid to talk about you.
Right.
And then it's like the sex be kind of whack. Because then it's like they feel in some type of way, and then the dick is mediocre.
No chemistry,
well,
no connection.
Out of people real. Yeah, I get out of people real fast. That's why I just be like, whatever. I get turned off really quickly.
Me too.
See, I thought it was just me. I mean, it's like it's a lot of little things that will turn me off. Like, I can like a person, but it's like if they say the wrong thing, or if they don't do the right foreplay, or it's like, it just be something on their body. I'll be looking for something just to be like, nah, I can't be with this person. His butt crack might be crooked. I mean, just anything, be like, nah, I can't be with that dude. Or he might have a hair out of place or something. And I just be like, okay. You don't gotta look
but
for
you
a
had agreed, you had liked it at first. You didn't mind it at first. But once you get out of that person, everything that you were just dealing with at the time becomes a problem.
Right.
Miss Boss Lady, no. It's when I'm about to smash and go. You know me. I get and run. You know what I'm saying? So I'd be looking for reasons not to hit and just go ahead and run, because I don't want to have a oh shit moment. Oh shit, I just fucked.
Well, right now
again.
You get hit, you hit and get jacked up. So I don't even want to hear that. No hit and run no more. So on.
See what happened was. Hey,
no
mom,
manners.
How you do? Hey mom, how you doing? Save this lady from getting choked on.
From what?
Mo, you're on.
Oh, what's going on, y'all? I'm just saying that
you...
listening to y'all. You think
oh,
you got jacked
okay.
up, Chocolate?
What?
You got jacked up?
Jacked up. You see how she tried to switch that subject real quick, right? Nah.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody heard that.
But listen, everybody is the average Joe. Every man is going to tell you what you want to hear in the beginning. They're going to act the way they want to act to get you. You understand? That's how I tell people. I agree with Shorty that said she's just dealing with a situation. Give the situation long enough to get to know everything that you like about a person and get to understand everything you don't like about a person. That relationships go wrong. We talk so much in the beginning that we don't never find out what we won't like, you know? And people go wrong by jumping in relationships. Oh, damn, this nigga is this nigga is that, oh, that, this, that, and this. In a relationship, so what you say I do, hypothetically, That's when all the flaws start showing. And women especially, because, yo, the chick could be bad, beautiful, good pussy, this and that, that and this, but could be the laziest bitch in the world. And that's a turnoff to me. When a chick is lazy, I can't stand it. You know what I mean? I mean, overall, you got the fattest ass in the world. You don't want to get up and ride no bitch. You don't want to do this. You want to get everything done to you? No, no, I don't give a fuck if you Janet Jackson. You understand? Nah, I don't know. Janet Jackson got a lot of money. I'm like, say what? But, that bitch should be late. Lay down, Janet. Lay down. Don't move. But that's the bottom line. Nobody gets to know anybody no more. Everybody get them, like, you guys are industry. So y'all dealing with industry. And when y'all starting to deal with these industry dudes, y'all getting to know the industry dude rather than getting to know the person who they really are behind that mask that they put on.
For absolutely.
You understand? So that's where these girls go, oh, that's Kobe. Kobe could be a dickhead, an asshole, the stinking personality. But for that night, Kobe is the baller. The flyest nigga in the world to you, this and that, then you're going to wind up fucking him, sucking him. Who cares if he don't call you no more? Because at the end of the day, you jumped your head first. You understand? You didn't invest no time, you didn't invest no money. I'm going to give Kobe some pussy, he's going to come back. Everybody feel like if you give him some pussy, they're going to come back. At the end of the day, some of them industry niggas is only looking for that. That's why you got basketball wives. That's why you got housewives of Atlanta. There's always a wife or something. You know what I mean? Because they don't last long. Because they jump in a situation because of the status of a dude. They don't get to know their personality. They don't get to know nothing about them. Half of these women don't even meet. I used to relationship for 2 years and never met your man's son. You know what I mean? I never met.
You got a point there. You got a good point right there.
This is the wrong. Y'all see that picture? Y'all see the boiler? Y'all see the cars? Like half of them shits is rented. And I blame women for that because women even got monkey dudes out here. I'll be walking past some women like, damn, she's gorgeous. And then, like, how the fuck he get up? You know what I mean? But the nigga jumping in a fucking Bentley or Milan. Oh, okay. You understand? So the women play a big part of men's craziness overall. Women play a big part of a man selling drugs. A woman play a big part of a man dressing. A woman play a big part of a man putting on gold in his mouth. Because we only do that. Not me. So if you don't like me the way I am, fuck you. Go about your business. Don't like me for nothing I got. Because I ain't got shit. You understand? So I ain't giving you nothing. High blood pressure and some good dick. That's it. Before you don't get that. But you can tolerate that, that's your business. And I appreciate all my women that tolerate that.
Oh, God. High blood pressure and dick. I like that. Wow. You
high blood
don't.
Pressure and dick. That's it. Because I'm not hearing the nonsense. I'm not hearing the pettiness. I don't give a fuck who looked at you or who this or who that. I'm not insecure. You know what I mean? Because if a nigga gonna take your chick, you gonna take your chick. That's the bottom line. So women already, and it's sad because y'all birthed the women, y'all birthed the child, the young lady, to live that life too, to watch wives, Housewives of Atlanta, to watch this, to watch football and go marry a baller. Yeah, that's cute, but how about educating them to get their own? You understand what I'm saying? Even if you use pussy power, you getting this shit on your own. You know, they cutting you a check. You're not sitting there with your hands out talking about, babe, I need to go shopping. Or, babe, I need to do this. Or, babe, I need to do that. That's why homegirl said earlier that the dudes, they tend to own you. They do own you because if I bought you rather than dating you and getting to know you, if you met me on first sight and seen I was a baller and I bought you, I own you. That's the bottom line. If you, everything you own from head to toe, from everything in your closet came out of my pocket, I own you. And that's how these dudes look at that. That's why the women get abused. That's why homegirl got knocked upside of the head by Ocho Cinco. This is how they think. They belong to me. No, I'm dead serious. You belong to me. You know what I mean? 50 Shades of Grey. This is what they do. Oh, he abused me sexually, but he got so much money. You know what I'm saying? But he's But you children of the corn, you got to hide up in the attic when his friends come. You understand? And all the model chicks come around. And you get fed motherfucking rat poisoning and shit. This is what's going on. And women need to change their attitude. look at a man for what he is and who he is on the inside, and then you can build that foundation together. You understand? And I agree with homegirl. A lot of niggas is looking for the come up now. The energy reversed because women are getting their education, they're getting them degrees, and they're getting them jobs where they are making it up top right now. When a lot of men, we was making it through drugs and this and that. That's just slowing down so much around the world that the average black man is really struggling out there working when a woman got some top exec jobs. But don't be ashamed to uplift that man, because back in the days, the man uplifted your parents and your grandparents and your ancestors for years. You know? Don't look at, oh, he handsome, but he ain't got no car. He ain't got no, oh, he work at the post office.
It's different between, it's a difference from uplifting them and them just trying to live off of you. Because a lot of them just be trying to live off of you. Now,
oh,
I don't have, I was raised, old school raised. I don't have a problem.
You know
what I'm going to
tell you? You know what I'm going to tell you? Not to cut you up, that's your fault. Because 90% of the dudes that I'm in, and it's so crazy. And I got a lot of them. I got a lot of cousins. I got a lot of this that live off of women and don't have to work for shit. Big D's who go to the gym, they women pay them to go to the gym and look good. So when you
and that's crazy.
You meet
one happened for me.
Got the waves, he tall, handsome, this and that. Y'all go crazy. Y'all think about everything. Your black card is coming out your wallet. Women do that. You understand?
Shit.
Women do that.
Nah.
And for the next. Listen to the next nigga come by, then they dumping that nigga. Y'all do that. You understand? Because y'all stereotype everything. Y'all so picky when it comes to certain things. Majority of the women, not all.
And
know?
Men are the same way.
All girls, I hear them all the time. Oh, this, that, oh, damn, this, that, that, this. They be like, who, that nigga that be standing out there in the park all day working out? You understand? Like, what do we work? Oh, nah, he's staying with his sister now. He just came from up north. But damn, the waves and this and that, that, that. You set yourself up for that. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, you're going to get the waves. You're going to get the muscles. You're going to get this. You're going to get that. You're going to cook the food. You're going to bring your check home. You understand? You're going to hear him nagging like a little bitch, because if he's not independent, he's going to depend on you. And what do that remind you of? A child. Your kid come and get everything from you until they get on their own. So if you're going to take him to child, you understand? If you're going to adopt a child, you might as well man up to it. You feel me? So women put themselves in that predicament. Yes, the dudes front. You understand? They do front. Go out there and buy an outfit, this and that. Fake go. Them all-star weekends, this and that. We done done it. I done bought fake jewelry and banged down five or six chicks in all-star and left my jewelry on a fucking hotel table. Fuck that. Real talk, just to show that we can do that. I'm dead serious. The bitch thought she had a come up. You ain't have a come up, dumb dumb. That shit's not even bright. That shit's plastic. It just looked good that night. You know? But if you're going to fall for it, if you're going to be the fool fool, you're going to be the hooker dope, you're going to be out there looking for that, this is what we're going to give you. Now, if you're just chilling, you got a lot of women out there chilling. They want to talk to somebody. They want to converse. You know, they like the conversation. They, you know what I mean? They get to know a person, and it takes more than 3 months. It takes more than 3 months. How are you in a relationship? You know? How you call somebody your man? I know the three-month rule the girls, some of the girls use. Oh, they get pussy. Okay, anybody can fuck. Dogs run out and fuck all day. Birds was just fucking on top of my house. Anybody can fuck. You understand? But the relationship takes longer than 3 months. It takes longer than a year. Sometimes it takes longer than 2 years to really get to know somebody. Especially when it's a long-distance relationship. Oh, this nigga live in Atlanta. I live in North Carolina, but we've been together 2 years. You still don't know that nigga. You understand? Because out of that 2 years, you only really known him for 2 months that you're around each other. You know? So everybody got to wake up and realize, get to know who somebody is first. Before you judge them, before you take them in, before you babysit them, you understand? Before you adopt them, get to know who they are first. You know, everybody lusts. We all, I see a pretty chick with a fat ass, in my mind, oh, man, I'd tear up. I'm not thinking, see, women think, oh, man, damn, that could be hubby right there. I could bring him up by my friend. We don't think like that. We be like, yo, I'm going to beat that. You understand what I'm saying? And you understand the same way you looking at a dude, you understand, y'all fake fucking each other? You understand? That's the same way we look at y'all, you know? And we're going to stick that piss. That's the way of life. A man going to tell you what you want to hear, and I'm probably breaking the rules right now, but a man going to tell you what your ears want to hear. But it's up to you to take it and use it to your advantage or not. If you're going to fall for the okey-doke, that's like if you date the nigga in the morning, he tell you he loves you. You going to fall for that? You don't even love your motherfucking self in the month. You understand? So how can somebody say, oh, we fell in love instantly, we fell in love in a month? I don't know shit about you. How many times you went to the dentist? You understand? It's only been a month. You understand? You ain't go to the dentist yet. You understand what I'm saying? So how the fuck can you love me? You know what I mean? Seriously, like, you know, this is just life.
God.
Life. Seriously, this is what we going through. Women will not have problems, and men will not have problems. I agree with our homegirl from Brooklyn. You got a situation. Keep it a situation, you understand, until it become a relationship. You know, because people using that, oh, I got a situation, but he think he's your man. No, keep it a situation, especially when both of you are in the industry, because the industry is so trickery. You know what I mean? It's so much shit going on in the industry that you could be dropped like a fly, or either he could be dropped
exactly.
Like a fly.
Exactly. And we speak on that all the time. And he, you know, he'll deny it now, but we all know the truth.
Yeah, the next best thing. Look at K. Michelle. Look, I just read the story. She breaking up with old boy. Like, nigga, how many basketball players you gonna date? Everyone you meet, you fall in love with? He's a basketball player. They heard that you got a fat ass. They heard that you got good pussy, but they heard you mentally crazy. So they're gonna stick around with you. You know, your financial situation ain't that great. They're a baller. You just a face on TV with a fat ass that a nigga want to hit.
And not for nothing. Like, why would you want to deal with the same dude that was doing something that, you know, your next dude is going to be doing? They're going to be talking about you in the locker room.
That's the industry. Why would you deal
ridiculous.
With a just fuck the rapper? You understand? Why would you deal with an engineer when you just fuck the motherfucking water poster boy? You know what I mean? Like, it's the same thing. It's all in the same industry. Entertainment is entertainment. They have ADHD. You understand? Their mind cannot focus. That's why Will and Jada, their relationship is so great, because anytime Jada feel like Will want to go get some pussy, he brings some home. You understand? Anytime Will feel like Jada want to go get some pussy, he brings some home. You know what I mean? So that's why their relationship lasts long. And the average person is not thinking like that. Because if a man come up to you, all three of y'all, if we was in a relationship, and I said, babe, let's have an open relationship. I love women. I want to be with you, but I love women. My downfall is women. You understand? Are you willing to have this open relationship? But we're shit. We do this together. Fuck that, nigga. What you think?
What, hold on. Okay, he's saying we having an open relationship, and he loves women. Woo, I love dick. So what are we going to do together? We're going to find a couple?
If we was in that situation, go fuck who you going to fuck. Ain't no nigga, my girl, ain't no nigga going to fuck as good as I do.
You don't know that for sure.
You go, listen. I'm just speaking, listen, my grandmother told me if I don't have confidence in myself, nobody won't. So that's my opinion. You understand? So in my mind, ain't nobody can fuck my girl better than I do. So when you go get your dick, enjoy it. But when you come back, you know you're going to get that good dick that I've been giving you. You understand?
Now, Mo, I done seen a picture of your dick. Now, what makes you think it's good?
What you saying? You seen it? You better put that shit. You better put that shit. Don't mix my dick up. Hold on. Don't mix my dick up with all the other dicks you got on your phone. Make sure
the people want to know.
Okay? Make sure you got the right 31, because listen. You
he
see
said
I
the right pretty one.
He said the right.
Don't get
I'm just saying.
You get 1,000 bitches on the phone to tell you you're alive. You saying something wrong about my dick.
I didn't say anything was wrong with your dick.
Okay.
I just said
okay.
I've seen it, okay. And so you're saying that, you know, you're a good dick. So you saying you got good dick. That's all I said. I mean, you know.
No, I'm. Listen, you're sarcastic, and you be trying to throw shots, but I got a big gun. Don't
throw shots. Okay.
No.
I was not throwing any shots at all. I was not throwing shots at all. I was just like you said, pretty dick. And I'm just telling you, I seen the picture of it. I didn't say it was ugly. I didn't say it was catchy.
Look, I saved you a compliment, so we don't need to put that on. I keep all the evidence, sweetie. Don't ever get it twisted. But listen, back to what we were saying before I was rudely interrupted.
I'm just saying.
Look, back to what we were saying before I was really interrupted. Get to know a person. Get to know everything about them. And what I tell people that's real important, you have to get to know what you don't like about a person. So you can come to an understanding, either you're going to deal with it or you're not. That's what people don't realize.
Mm-hmm.
That's so important. You understand? If a bitch fart in her sleep and it turns you off, you're going to look at it different. I don't care how pretty she is. You understand what I'm saying? If a nigga breast stinks, listen, if a nigga eat, not seriously, if a nigga eat a certain thing and it make his breast stink so bad, you won't look at that nigga a funny way. Like, you can't be attracted to it because you're turned off. Every time you turn around, you're going to think about that bitch farting. Hey, babe. You know, like, so you got to find out. Beyonce said it all in her song, Flaws and All. You understand? Jay-Z understood everything about her, and he fell in love with her, with all her flaws. She's a bitch in the morning. You understand what I'm saying? She don't cook in the afternoon. And he wanted that, so he fell in love with her. You know?
Mm.
This is what people need to realize. So that situation you got, keep analyzing it. Don't turn it into a relationship, because once that situation turns into a relationship, I don't care who you are. Feelings change once you say, I do. You could be the most player thing in the world. Once you make somebody your girl, you're going
to
be overprotective. You understand? You're going to put your foot down. You ain't going to be that same cool, calm, collected dude. You're going to watch what she wear because you already made her your queen. That's it. You're on the top of the totem pole. You my bottom bitch. You the head of everything. You understand? You represent me. So a man is going to be overprotective. A man, I don't care who the fuck he is. He could be Diddy or George Bush. You feel me? He's going to be overprotective. It's not going to be that same cool, oh, you could be around this dude, that dude, this dude, that dude. Unless he just naturally don't give a fuck about you. And that's it. So you can't get mad at a jealous man that loves you. You know what I mean? Once he fall in love with you, he's going to get insecure and overprotective. He's not going to want all them industry niggas around you. Because at the end of the day, he know how he got you. He met you in the industry. So you can meet anybody else. You know? And you women, once you tell a nigga you love him, you got to show him that. You could bring him to your meetings. You could bring him around your homeboys. You don't have to hide shit on your phone. You understand? You don't have to sneak around and this and that. If you're comfortable with your relationship, bring your man around. You know? If you're doing industry party, bring your man around. You know what I mean? I know that's your job, but sometimes that's what you want. He may act macho like, nah, yeah, babe, you got it. But deep down in his heart, he's like, yo, I really want to go see what the fuck she's around. No, I'm serious. This is what happened with men. This is what it is. It is what it is. He really want to know what you're doing. Just how sad you want to know what's going on in his phone, because that's a woman's, yo, that's y'all be breathing.
No, it's not. Not all women. No, I'm not going to wear that. No.
Hold on. If you got skeletons in your closet, you don't care what's going on in his phone because you don't want him to touch your phone. Everybody, listen, this whole situation, you can't go shit without your phone in your hand. Babe, leave your phone on the dresser.
Man, look, I don't do that. Your phone is your phone. You know what I'm saying? I'm not about to ruin your shit.
Yeah, because you don't want to read nothing. I mean, I don't look for nothing.
I'm just always felt like a person, that's your personal stuff. That's your personal space, your phone, your computer, whatever electronic that you have to communicate with people, that's your shit. I'm like
right.
This, whatever you do in the dark comes to light, which the fuck I would check behind a nigga in his damn phone. Fuck out of here.
Let me ask you a question, though, Chocolate. This is from me to you. You got a situation now, right?
What?
You have a situation now, and you like your situation, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. Like, you like him. Like, this dude, you like
yeah.
him. The devil,
yeah.
And you will never do anything to violate him, right?
Nah.
So, raise my motherfucking dick out of your phone.
What did you say, Mo?
I said, so raise my motherfucking dick out of your phone, then.
I don't keep them in my phone. And then my thing is, you sent it to prove a point from a show, and I got
yeah,
rid of it because you proved the point. But like, you know, if a person was to run my phone right now that I was dealing with, I mean, I don't really think they would be upset or feel any type of way because there's nothing in my phone to discriminate me. And my thing is, if I'm going to do some dirt, if I'm bold enough to do dirt and I have a situation, I'm just going to be hot and be honest about it. Look,
wait,
I met somebody.
Don't mix because there's no such thing as dirt with a situation. A relationship, yeah. A situation? It's just a situation. That's situation. That's all it is.
Okay, well, with the situation, I've got a new situation.
Listen,
if you label
me as a
situation,
that everything is up in the air. It's up for grabs, but we deal with each other. So y'all don't get the people get that situation wrong. You know what I mean? He's not your man. He's just a situation. So whatever you do, really none of his business.
Okay, so
and
can we
first.
Say a situation or can we say a convenience?
No, I mean convenience is disrespectful. Bottom line is if you tell me convenience, you could go about a business.
Why is it disrespectful if you be like, oh, I have a convenience?
Nah, cause come on. Fuck out of here. Look the way that sounds. I got a convenience. I ain't with us, she's just convenient. Like, come on, that shit on your sound, right? Like, just get that shit out of your vocabulary. Because that right there, situation sound a little better. You know what I mean? But convenient. For you just to be with somebody because it's convenient. I mean, you're just settling. Like, he just there. There's no nothing. You understand? Like, that's corny. And if a chick never
but,
said
I mean,
that to me,
a lot of people do that. One night stands are convenient.
One night stands are just a high. Bottom line, both parties. We fucked, we went about our business. I don't even want to know, you know. But one night stands with continuations of being friends, that become complicated. Because if your pussy good, he don't want some more. And if the dick is good, she don't want some more. And if one of the parties don't want it, how can y'all continue being friends? Every time you're around this nigga, he gonna want to be. But you just want to be a friend. You just wanted him that night. So one night stand friendships don't really last that long. Now, a drunk fuck friendship lasts long. You understand what I'm saying? One night stands, when I met you, we fucked. You know what I mean? Oh, yes, and we met this night, we fucked. That's it. Nothing else. We don't want nothing else with it. But somebody out of the two want to fuck again. Now, the drunk fuck is, okay, me and Chocolate drunk. We so cool. We pissy. We wake up butt naked, forgetting what the fuck we did that night. You understand? We can continue our relationship. We'll laugh and joke about it. You know what I mean? But that one-night stand shit, it's just the one-night stand. That's all it's supposed to be. We fuck, boss, I don't want to know you no more.
I mean, I like convenience. That's cute. Ladies, does that sound disrespectful?
Yeah, this is ratchet. Yo, you
I'm
not
asking,
you
Mo. You've already stated your stance on that. Ashton and Miss Boss Lady, is convenience disrespectful?
Not if they understand their convenience.
Ashton and Miss Boss Lady, would y'all be somebody convenient? Like, yeah, would y'all just accept that?
No, not for more than one night.
Okay.
And that'll be a surprise to me. I'll be like, oh, I'm a convenient?
Thank you. Just the whole thought about it. Like, are you serious?
Man, shit, fuck that. convenient situation, convenience, all that shit go the same. It sounds good to me.
No, it may sound good to you, but the meaning behind it.
Well, convenience is the same as a cut friend. A situation is something more than being just a cut friend. It's like you have a situation where you're not in a relationship, but you have this understanding.
Yeah, and you build it.
You go out, you hang out, you know.
Anybody that I had a convenience with had the understanding that they conveniently got the right call at the right time.
You just so rude. And just, you have no manners. You have no manners at all.
It's a booty call.
I'm just saying. Ain't nothing wrong with conveniently calling a nigga up and be like, look, I need some dick. Can you conveniently come over? Yes.
But you don't say it's convenient. Like, saying convenient is just
Thank you.
It's different saying convenient and booty call. Like, people can accept booty call.
Miss Boss Lady, you've been around me. You've been around me long enough to know if I'm going to call you, what the hell am I going to say?
You disrespectful and no manner.
Hey, Chocolate, you know what? So you the type of girl, right?
I'm rude. She right. I don't got no manners. And you're the type of girl, right?
You're just the type of girl that is just a straight disrespected sex.
That what?
Straight disrespectful sex. Just straight disrespectful.
And guess what? I'm all right with it because I don't give a fuck. I'm going to get my nut. And I'm going to leave. I wouldn't give a fuck if I saw you ever in life again. We conveniently both got what the fuck we wanted.
I'm just saying, you did that convenient shit. Okay, you want me your convenience? Just straight disrespect sex.
Shit. I came to New York, and I conveniently got some dick in February. Never talked to him again. Wrote a little blog.
For real.
How you doing?
For real.
I mean, all disrespectful. It was so good you fell asleep across the bed with your pants still down. And what? I should have took a picture. Actually, I couldn't post it on Instagram, but I should have took a picture. I mean, I was in New York, and it was convenient.
I hear you.
But, I mean, you know, that you don't like that word. So, you know, I understand that if I come back to New York, you're not going to conveniently be around for me. I understand. I understand that. You know what I'm saying? But hurt to be around. And when a name like hurt, it means something.
I'll be getting out of my boy now.
Hurt is my nigga. We go way back like two flat tires on the little milk truck.
Oh, you're a fool. Well, I'm back to work, so I gotta get up at 4:45, so I ain't gonna be on this all night. I can't even ride my bike to work because police are fucking with everybody. It's crazy in New York right now, man. So on that note, I'm gonna hit y'all next time.
Okay.
Stop being convenient. Chocolate.
What you?
Everybody have a great night, all right?
All right. Now, Miss Boss, you don't talk about stop being convenient. It's not me being convenient. It's the men that I have being convenient. You know what I'm saying?
Nah. It's different from saying convenient and booty call. Don't get it all on me.
I mean, listen. I look at it like this.
I mean, look at
Everyone is consenting adults, right? And it's like you make conscious decisions, right? Bitches make decisions to be groupies. dudes make decisions to be whatever it is they want to do when it comes to a female, you know, vice versa, you know, the male version of a gold digger for a female, whatever, whatever. And it's like when you meet somebody, you conveniently put yourself in a situation to create a situation, whether it's a negative situation or a positive situation, you put yourself in that position to make the best out of whatever is going to come out of it. You know what I'm saying? So there are some people that are weak and you know cannot handle any kind of situation, so you make them a convenience, right? Then you have some people that are cool and you don't want them to be a convenience, so you make them a situation. Then you have some people that you don't want them to be a convenience or a situation, you want them to be a relation. Then you have some people that you want to be a friend, and then that friend might turn into a relation, and then after you go from the relation, you go to the relationship.
Hey, I don't know if you just sit down and just write all this stuff down and think that is convenient for you. Those are too many steps, honey.
I'm going to make it work for me. I'm going to make it work. What I said was right, but I'm going to make it work for me. I'm just saying. But I let them know up front. So I give them disclosure, right? And they make a conscious-ass decision to be a convenience, a situation, a friend, a relation, or relationship.
Relation as in booty call relation or, like, some of these things you're saying, they all mean the same thing. I guess it's just different steps in your head.
Friendship is we're getting to know each other. We're getting to know Pam and whoever. You know what I'm saying? Billy, Jeff, Johnny, Matt, whatever. You know, whatever
or
your fucking mama names you.
Or mm-hmm. all of them, because you're Chalk.
Yeah.
We got to keep that in mind.
Yeah, but when I'm Pam and I'm striking up a friendship with you, I'm getting to know you and you're getting to know me, right? So, therefore, after we get the friendship down, then if we fuck up, that's a relation, right? So, we have to, wait a minute, hold on. In the Nutty Professor, what the grandma say? They have a relation. Like, I have relations every night. Okay, so you have relations. But then once you have good relations, and you want to keep having relations, and the friendship is popping, and the relations is popping, relationship. Because you're taking the friendship and the relation, and you're putting them as one, and there goes the relationship. Because you done built that foundation. Friends, relations, now relationship. You go, girl.
This is just too much. This is just too much for me.
I'm just saying. But that makes sense when you think about it, though. It's like when you start out as friends, right, and you've been friends for a while, then once you cross that line and you have sexual relations, and then the friendship is stronger and y'all still continue to grow, then you're growing into a relationship. Now, if it's just, you know, shit, that nigga looking good, I'm looking good, it's hot up in here. You know what I'm saying? It's convenient. Because I conveniently need a nut.
Oh, my gosh. But and where's Ashton?
Her phone died.
Oh. So now
again,
I'm stuck listening to But I'm stuck listening to this long explanation that just, like, three of the meanings mean one thing, and the other three means one thing, and then the other three meanings is another thing. You're just putting all these different steps because you're just prolonging things to try to stretch it out to see if you really like this person.
I mean, hey, whatever formula works for a person, it works for them.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because some people is content with a bitch coming up like, look, I'm horny as hell. I need to fuck you. You down or what?
I just can't.
Girl. I can, I have, and I will.
Just so no manners.
I mean, hi. It's the world we live in. I had manners until, you know, you... did somebody just really hit me back from a message that I sent on Facebook June 25th? Really? Oh, my goodness. But, I mean, honesty is the best policy, and I do tell, I keep it hot. I mean, I'll be honest. Does that count for anything?
Mm-hmm. Sure do. Nothing.
I mean, I'm just saying. I'm trying. I'm like a leopard that's trying to change their spots.
Oh, that is not going to happen. So we're stuck with Chalk Mommy, and I love Chalk Mommy, so I'm cool with that. I'm just hoping that everybody else is cool with that. Then again, who cares?
I mean, hell, I have people listening to the radio show that was listening that it's like, oh, wait a minute. So you okay with an open relationship as time goes on? Hold on. Let's see. What's the other message? And it's funny. I'm scared of them. I would like to get married again, but I got to know I'm going to stay married. What would it take for you to ever consider that in your life? And marriage is so much more than sex. It is a partnership to best friend in one. Trust is very important.
It is.
And they were like, you know, when we were talking about business, you know, a man support. You know, when you're in any type of situation, relationship or whatever, and a person is, whether they have a job or, everybody has a job in life, you know what I'm saying? And you have to be supportive of each other. If you're involved with a partner that's not supportive of how you make your money, as long as it's, like, respectable in their eyes or whatever, like, you know, I'm not going to say if you want Metropolitan on the whole stroll and you're making your money and you come back home to your husband, then, yeah, he might feel some type of way or something like that. But it's like, you know, I just feel like when you're in a situation, relationship, something that you're building on, when you have a foundation that you're standing on, I feel like your partner should be supportive of you and you should be supportive of your partner.
Right. Absolutely. And that's why I'm still single.
She's single. Yes, she's single.
But guys really do not like me being...
I'm trying to find you some this weekend.
That's okay. So we're going to take this show over to Queen Fire. Queen Fire, how do you feel about what Chocolate said? Queen Fire, a.k.a. Keita.
Keita, how you feel about that convenience dick, girl?
Come on, don't be shy.
What's good, Chalk?
Hey, girl, how do you feel about convenience dick? Is that disrespectful?
That's just like no manners and all kind of aspects, because it's like you wouldn't want a nigga to say that about you. So why would you know, it's like if it's a nigga should accept that from you calling him a convenience, but if a female is called a convenience, that's World War III. You feel what I'm saying? That's World War III. So, you know, like, what's good for one should be good for all.
I mean, look at it like this. Men have been doing what the fuck they do for years, right or wrong?
I mean, yeah, you're right about that.
And then, it's like, men will sleep with a female and won't say shit to her and feel like it's okay. And dudes will give him high five, blah, 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 right? And men, as soon as they get one night stand, they act like it's the end of the world. They act like you punched them in their stomach or you flicked them in their nuts, and they just like, I can't believe you did that to me. Bitch, how many motherfucking bitches you done slept with and kept it moving? So how can you not? Man, please. I am the poster child for the weak-ass women out here that have been played and pushed over, and they got fucked real good once, and the nigga kept it moving. So it's my duty, it was my duty, to go ahead and give some men some payback. I'm just saying. So at the end of the day, if I ain't kicking with you, and I didn't call you back, and I didn't answer your fucking phone, guess what? Your bitch ass was a convenience.
Okay, and it was what it was. It's, you know, like, it just sounds more ratchet. I mean, maybe it's just
me. I'm ratchet as fuck. Hang around with boss lady, you.
Like I said, whatever works for you. I ain't mad at you, do you?
Y'all got me like this. Y'all got me like this. I wasn't like this until I came to Atlanta and hung out with y'all on August the 24th.
Hey, look, I have nothing to do with that. Nothing.
What happened? I missed something.
Yeah. You missed all of that.
What she say? You know she disrespectful.
Rude and disrespectful.
Basically, what I said was... I didn't become ratchet and disrespectful until I came to Atlanta and hung out with y'all on August the 24th. I was asleep.
Oh, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. Wait a minute. Hold on. Okay, first of all, who got it? You did, right. You got turned out. You got turned out of that weekend. Nobody else but you, right?
Maybe.
Silence of the lamb. Silence of the lamb.
Maybe.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe.
No, ain't no maybe. Because that was a yes or no. So when you say maybe, that means that was yes. Okay. So therefore, everybody already knew that Chuck Mom was disrespectful and no man before she got to Atlanta.
What? Not innocent old me. I refuse to believe that.
Girl. No, she did tell her innocent.
You
wouldn't even know how to tell innocent, okay?
Tell the truth and shame the devil. Don't do that.
Girl.
Don't do that. Don't try to handle me.
It was written all over your face, all over that raggedy hair that became raggedy after the situation that we had to go and turn around and recurl and refix. Because it was really ratchet. It was before.
I mean, listen, this is how I look at it, right? You know what? Wait a minute, hold on. I know him well. Bambi said she's not worried about Scrappy cheating on her. When the fuck Bambi and Scrappy get together? Wow.
What?
Okay. Wow.
Pepper?
Oh. Damn. Now, that's some disrespectful shit.
What?
But Bambi and Scrappy? Wow.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Bambi and Scrappy is together. Did you see Erica's new man?
Now, who is it?
I don't know. He's a model.
Oh, damn. Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
But, I mean, I will take that. Yes, there were some moments in my past when I may have been a little, you know, you know, I may have been a little raw at times with my openness and the things that I say and how I just, you know, no manners. That's all, no manners, yes, no manners. But
raw and uncut. But it's cool, though.
Yes, but at the end of the day, people respect that because that way I'm not playing with your feelings. I'm not playing with your emotions, and I sure as hell ain't playing with your motherfucking heart because I told you what the fuck I wanted and what I didn't want it out the gate. Now, if I come to you and I tell you it's going to be this way, that way, and a third way, and then you fuck around there and you decide that you feel like you can, you might think you can make me change my mind and it's going to be something else, then whatever happens is your fault because you came in with a false sense of security or a false sense of hope.
Right, because guys do the same thing. It's like the whole everything changed, turned around. Because guys be doing that.
Yes, and I mean, and it's like...
however or whatever they want them to be.
Yeah, and I look at your situation, and then I look at this weekend. It's like, I think for men, they don't really know how to approach you, and they might feel a little intimidated by you because think of the name, Boss Lady. You feel me? It's like, damn, Boss Lady, she don't need a boss man. You know, hell, she might not even need a man. You know what I'm saying? And they feel like, hell, well, maybe she might need some dick. So let me approach her with trying to win her over that way. I find
well, they
that
don't, though. They just, they be wanting to marry me. They be wanting to be in relationships with me. And I don't be wanting that because I don't feel that way about me. In tune with them like that. Then you have some type of, I'm going to get you pregnant so you will never leave me. I'm like, what?
If only they knew y'all.
I'm like, my boob's tight, honey. And you have to get it before for that to happen. And since neither one is going to happen, and how are you going to untie my tubes? What, you going to drug me?
I don't know. It's like, you see things differently when you go different places versus when you're at home and you do things. And it's like sometimes men just don't know how to take certain types of females. And men say the dumbest shit, they do the dumbest shit, or they just don't know how, they go about the wrong way getting a person's attention. How in the fuck can you be sitting there telling somebody, oh, I want to marry you? Bitch, you don't even know if you like me after the morning after.
Right.
I want you to be my woman. You don't even know if I might cut you in your sleep. I might snore louder than you when you just be like, yo, I cannot be with this bitch. And just like, you know, a lot of people don't take the time out to know the flaws and everything like that. They just always want to see the perfect shit. Show me your imperfection. I want to see your imperfection. Fuck your perfection.
But see, I can love that, though. It's just some people just don't know. They can't accept themselves. And then you have some who just, like, they're really just so phony and extremely, like, fake. So they don't even know who they are. They don't know who they are and what they want. And a lot of men do not know what they want. And they always saying women don't know what they want. But it's a lot of men that really don't know what they want. But see, mess with me, I'll make them think that they want one thing. That's what it is. I'd be like, no, nigga, this is what you want. And they be like, you know what? You're right. This is what I want. They don't know no better.
Wow. Really? I'm disrespectful and I have no manners? I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love this shit. I mean, to me, I just look at it like this. When the man upstairs is ready for you to settle down with someone, he will put someone in your life when you least suspect it, and you will know because all the things that you ask for in that man that you need to be able to commit will be in that person that approach you. And then it's like a lot of people be like, why are you single? Because I haven't found a man to give me what I need. what do you need? If you have to ask me what I need, you're not that man. Because I feel like if a man is really in tune with you and he knows you and he studies you, he'll know the things that you need, and it's not even a materialistic, on a materialistic level.
Right.
No, I don't need no ratchet dick. I got a toy for that. No, I don't need no fly-ass dude. I need a man that is spiritually grounded. I need a man that's grounded in life so that when turbulences come our way, we can roll it out, we can ride that storm out together. And that's what's wrong with people. The first sign of trouble, the first sign of struggle, the motherfuckers want to leave you by the wayside. They want to leave you right where the fuck they found you at. And people act like you're not supposed to have bad days. They act like you're not supposed to struggle. They act like you're not supposed to go through shit. Ain't nobody got no perfect ass life.
Right.
And some people act like that. And I just be like, man, nobody want to hear that bullshit. Like, don't do that.
Well, I don't care how people feel about me. Personally, I've always been that type of person, and that might be another problem I have because I don't care how people feel about me. I don't care what people, you know, vision or views of me are because it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, I sleep with me. I'm the only one that has to sleep with me. I don't care how people feel about me. When people have their opinions, that's their opinions. But at the end of the day, it's all about how I feel about myself. And can I sleep at night?
Of course. And then if I can't sleep, then that's when I call a convenience. Now I'm just like...
See, I don't even have a convenience. I don't have a convenience, a booty call, nothing. I don't have nobody to call.
You don't need that in life. You don't need that, boo.
Sometimes
you do.
Sometimes
you need a convenience.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't. Almond joy. Sometimes you need that double nut. So you need to get that king size pack, you know, where it's four, and then on each bar. Y'all so nasty.
I don't got this picture.
I was sad because Chuck Mommy was leaving me. Miss Boss Lady, me and my daughter was thinking about coming to get you one day to bring you up here for a few days and then drink and drive you back.
Oh. That's going to be North Carolina, no manners.
What you mean?
Rapture. She knows she rapture. Next thing I know, I'll be done following me a little boo thing out there, and then I'll be in North Carolina like every weekend.
I'm just saying, North Carolina is nice. It would be like a nice little vacation for you. That's all.
It's definitely not a vacation. But ain't no telling what happens in North Carolina stays in North Carolina.
Yes, it does.
Atlanta.
Huh?
Unless I decide to bring it to Atlanta. I am disrespectful in no manner.
Yes, you are.
Did you see my Woman Crush Wednesday post I posted?
Your Woman Crush?
Mm-hmm. You didn't see my Woman Crush?
Uh-uh. What bitch got a crush on you?
No. It's a crush, a woman that I have a crush on.
Oh. Really? Would you let her hit it?
Girl, it's myself. I hit it plenty of times. Oh, gosh.
Mm.
You are so disrespectful.
I'm just
I don't know. I was kind of speechless. I was about to get upset there.
What? Hey, then she was stuttering too. So
I was about to feel some type of way.
Why? OMG.
I was like, who about to get my bestie? They gotta sign papers.
Hey, I don't like females like that, honey.
We gotta get a contract going.
We don't do that. Baby.
I'm just saying.
Well, I'm just saying, too. You don't never play no music. You could have been playing my song, the one you dedicate to me all the time.
Oh, about the, you know what? Go ahead, girl, because it's your world. Oh, shit, we got to call them. Oh, Mr. New Orleans, the one that when we dropped the boxes, he said that we had dildos in the box. Hey, boo. How you doing?
What's going on with y'all, man? What's up?
What? Is that how he just sounded when we was at the hotel?
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that. Hey.
I just called in that thing, man. That was a shitload of dildos y'all dropped.
Yeah, that wasn't me, though. It all belonged to Chalk Mommy. I was just helping her carry. It all belonged to Chalk Mommy. I was just helping her carry him.
You guilty by association, though.
He's good.
Baby.
To like it.
Yeah, man, I was checking y'all out. You know, I listened to her for a few little minutes, man. Y'all got it going down, huh?
Thank you. We try our best.
Y'all still alone or y'all taking a little break or what?
Oh, I'm going to play her song for her.
Hey, girl, play it. I'm going to hear what she's talking about.
Yeah, because she don't got no table manners.
Yeah, girl, we know it.
There we go.
She slide down the pole with no remorse. Man, this bitch loving in my thoughts. So I'ma heat up. Hey, I say I'ma heat up.
Like she gotta buy her baby pampers. Tossing ass like she never had no table manners. Go ahead, girl. I said, go ahead, girl.
Go ahead.
So I asked, is it cool if she dump truck?
Cool?
That mean back it up and dump it like a dump truck. Go ahead, girl. It's your world. Hey, throw that ass, get loose. Let's get back to the script. Let's get back to that money that's hanging off of your hip. Oh, damn, I love when you split. Got the swagger just dripping. I swear, shawty girl is tripping. I ain't talking no tip. Hey, so I asked, is it cool if I tip a few? She said, hell on mine, cause my rent is due. Go ahead, girl. Hey, cause it's your world. Hey, I said, you sliding down the pole with no remorse. Man, this bitch done lit my door, so I'ma heat up. Hey, I say I'ma heat up.
Go ahead, girl.
Hey,
girl.
Hey,
girl.
It's your world. make clap. Trying to rattle up to me and spend the money back. I threw a lot of money, so I'm hitting that.
Some women feel like they don't need to be in a relationship and they're okay being single for the rest of their lives. And some women feel like they need to find a husband or be in a relationship. And basically it's just, you know, telling women to, like, be able to stand on your own feet. Don't rely on a man for everything, because when you rely on a man for everything, it's like you get fucked up, you know what I'm saying? And we was talking about gold diggers and, you know, the approach, how men approach people. And if you're in the industry, should you date somebody in the industry? And it really goes back to finding someone that understands you as a person and what you do, and finding someone that's secure in their own self, so they're not insecure with the fact that you deal with a lot of men, or you might deal with somebody that might look better than them, their pockets might be better than yours, and stuff like that. And we had, like, a male point of view, and basically he was right. Women give women a bad rep, because you got independent women like me, Ashton, and Boss Lady that pave our own way, and there's a lot of females like that out there. And then you got the bitches that come to All-Star Weekend, come to Hip Hop Weekend, Super Bowl Weekend, CIAA Weekend, looking for ballers, feeling like they're going to make a come up. And at the end of the day, you're not really coming up. You're coming up off of your pussy, but the man's still walking off of what he walked in the room with. So what did you really fuck him for?
Well, yeah, maybe just had a grain a little bit.
Yeah, so
some
you
of
got,
do come
a lot
up,
of
you
women.
Know, you can't knock that. You can't knock the hustle, but a lot of them
don't,
you know.
We don't knock the hustle. We don't knock the hustle, but then you got some females that's doing that for nothing because the nigga not going to give you shit but a bad name.
And you can never go. That's it.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't knock anybody's hustle. All I say is that, you know, it just, it's hard for females that stand on their own, because then all men feel like some females want something from them in one shape, form, or fashion, and they can't find, they can't believe that a woman is doing her own thing and don't need a man.
Oh man, that's crazy. I think it works both ways. I can't think either party could say they don't need a man, or You know, I think motherfuckers just need to let the other motherfucker be what they're going to be, you know what I'm saying? I understand independent women, but some women need to know how to let their man be their man. Even though you might not need a man, you still need to know how to let a man do his thing at the end of the month. You know what I'm saying? Just because you got money you could do for yourself, that don't necessarily mean that you're going to need a man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody looks for that companionship. I don't give a fuck how deep your pockets are, you know? So, I mean, they got different takes on all that shit. It just depends on, like you said earlier, what you're looking for, man. But nowadays, chicks is, they worse than the niggas out here nowadays, shit.
True.
So, they want what everybody want what they want. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I liked that little song, man. Who sung that, man?
That is this group called BCE, Black Cash Entertainment, out of my hometown.
Table manners, huh?
Yeah, that's Miss Boss Lady's favorite song because she don't got none.
So what time the show like actually ends for?
It's about to end now. It ended 10 minutes ago.
Oh, all right. So it's from like, because you know we like an hour back from y'all, so it'll be like 8:30 out there till when?
10:30 your time.
Yeah, man. So, like I said, man, what y'all getting into for the weekend? Y'all got some more shit to do or what? What's going on?
I will be working this weekend.
At the Verizon?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be dancing on the stoop like I ain't got no table manners.
You heard me? Maybe I need to go dance in Verizon like I ain't got no fucking manners so they can lower that bill.
You so funny. You better go to Sprint.
Huh?
You better go to Sprint.
Man, Sprint service is so disrespectful. Them and T-Mobile, I can't stand them, motherfuckers. There ain't no way, man.
No, we got the Boss Lady cell provider.
Huh?
Right. I love T-Mobile. They good to me.
The only good is your last hit. T-Mobile is disrespectful. Like, if you use their service too much, it's going to start to slow down on you all the way. That's why I got rid of them. Like, shit, you go to try to tap in different apps and go on different sites and the shit be so slow, you just be like, fuck it. Set your phone down and wait till it over. But Verizon, man, I promise you, for the last storm they had down here, I was the only nigga with service. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I fucks with the Verizon. I woke up yesterday, I had like 200 niggas in my room with the nigga with the glasses on and everything. I had the network, you know? So it was official. But your girl told me, that was all her shoes. She had you helping to carry, huh?
Yeah, that was her shoes.
It's like how many pair of feet you got, though?
That was Chop Mommy's shoes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't wear all them shits at one time, you know?
Look,
yeah, man.
I had a photo shoot, and I couldn't decide what I wanted to wear.
You bring all them motherfuckers like Tina Turner, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, man, like I was telling Chalk Mommy, man, shit, our weekend basically consisted of going out to eat and chilling in the hotel. The club we went to, they were saying, y'all ever heard of some shit called room service?
Yeah.
Oh, they was charging like $6 to get in there. They said cash out was enough. You know what I'm saying? But they said shortly after, cash out went to the old Waffle House and they robbed him and his partners out of $20,000 worth of shit.
Wow.
So, yeah, that shit was crazy. They waited on them boys to order their food and all that, then ran off in there and robbed everything in there. So, I don't know. Should have happened at 3:30 in the morning, I guess it was. But, man, like, when you know what I'm saying? When you got money like that, man, you just, I hate to say it, but you can't act regular like regular motherfuckers. You got to, you know, you ain't just anybody no more. You got to watch yourself.
True.
But I will be tuning in. Wednesdays, is it, or different days, or what?
It's going to be Wednesdays and Sundays.
Yeah, I won't touch from the beginning. I caught it kind of like in the middle. It was like whoever, your boy you was talking to, he didn't want to really let you get a word in edgewise, huh?
No, because he was like trying to make sure I didn't expose a certain little thing he did. That's why he did that.
Yeah, and to cut it short, huh?
Don't be sending me no dick pictures.
Oh, yeah, man, like I said, I was hollering at y'all, man. It was nice fucking with y'all. Talk to mom and your mother, you getting at you, you hear me? And what's your name, though?
She hung up because the show about to end.
Oh, all right. Well, so I'm just talking to you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, all right. I thought they had other people on the phone. I didn't know who. Yep, but yeah.
Well, because it ended like 15 minutes ago.
Yeah. But so all this should be going on at the crib?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it depends. I can do it anywhere.
But do they call in or they actually be in a studio with you?
They call in, and then sometimes I can go into the studio and interview people.
I was trying to look on your website because, you know, I felt compelled when I seen indie rappers. I was going to sing you a little song, man. But I didn't see how to upload a link or not that to your shit or whatever. So, but I don't know how you do that on your page or whatever. I was, like, checking your shit out. Like, I was all over your blog and, you know what I'm saying, watching your little videos and the drops and all kind of shit.
I do a lot.
I know. I'm checking that shit out. Like, I just typed in Chalky, you know what I'm saying, Chalk Mommy, and, like, all kind of shit came up. I'm like, damn. Like, I didn't even know what to click, and that's why I couldn't get, you know, to listen to the radio show, you know what I'm saying? So I'm glad it's something that a number, so you just call that number plus one and that's just your shit?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. Well, I got you, Nana. I had the other cat that I was out there with, I had him on three-way. He was listening to the shit too, you know?
Oh, wow, I really do appreciate it.
Huh?
I said I really do appreciate it.
Yeah, man, I told him about that. I called you when I heard your voice. I said, yeah, this hit, but it was like I said, it was coming in low a little bit. But once that got kind of loud, I called him. I said, yeah, man, check your girl out, man. She, you know, she's talking right now. So we was quiet for about 15 minutes and checked you out, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, fuck, she getting it in. But... if I wanted to use or submit a song to your page, how would I do that?
I'll send you the email address.
How many email addresses you got, girl?
I have one that is just for music.
Oh, all right, I get you. So you do, like, major nigga songs and, like, just local artists, huh? I'm not rapping. Let me say this right now. I'm not a rap. I mean, it's just a couple songs I done a while back, and I'm just basically sending it to you for your opinion, really. I mean, you ain't got to, you know, put the shit on the radio and all of that shit. It's just, man, I'm just sending it to you so you can give it a listen. But, yeah, man, you got your shit definitely popping off, man. That's what's up.
Okie dokie.
So what you, huh?
But I'm about to end this show before it hangs up.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to let you go. Handle your business, man.
Okay, well, thank you for calling in, and you have a good night.
You too.